Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. We're here with another Mailbag Monday today, Angel. We've had a lot of stuff come in, so we've got a lot of work to do today. So let's just jump into it.
Let's do that, Joe. All right. My wife and I have often heard you say that God can't do anything unless we ask him. I've also heard you say that God isn't in control of what happens here on earth. Now, I grew up being told that God is all-powerful and there's nothing he cannot do. Can you explain what things God can do or can't do without permission? This is kind of confusing to me.
Yeah, that's a real good one. You know, when Jesus, if you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus never did anything unless he asked somebody. Stopped by old blind Bartimaeus. Jesus stopped and he said, "Hey, blind man, what can I do for you?" And Peter's trying to help him. "But Lord, he's blind." He said, "I'm not talking to you, Peter. I'm talking to the blind man. Blind man, what can I do for you?" And so with Bartimaeus, whoever he's dealing with, Jesus asked a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because God only does what he gets asked to do. He will not override you.
Mm-hmm.
The father had the boy with epileptic spirit. And Jesus asked and said, "Do you believe I can do this?" And he said, "Well, Lord, is that important?" "Yes, because I'm limited. I'm God. I can do all things. But I'm limited as to what you believe I can do."
Hmm.
And so the man replied, "Well, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus said, "Well, I can do that too." And the boy got healed that day. And so if you just read through the four Gospels, just, you know, take your time. God, Jesus the Son, never did anything unless somebody asked him.
Hmm.
You got to ask God first. All the scriptures I taught through intercessory prayer those 10 years, you have not because you ask not. Ask that your joy might be made full. God wants to help us, but he won't help anybody that doesn't ask him. And he set that up on purpose. He mm-hmm. wanted somebody that wanted him. And so, you know, when he lost a third of the angels, he made man lower than the angels, but had authority over the angels and gave authority over all the earth. Of course, when Adam and Eve sinned, they got, you know, fired, evacuated, you know, had evicted from the house. Kids start killing each other. And so he knew, man's going to go stupid. So he's knew, "I got a plan to send my son." So it starts with the law. First mm-hmm. was the commandments. And he knew they won't be able to keep them. Let's just start with 10. They can't keep one. And of course, the Bible says they never kept one commandment. They couldn't keep them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God gave them. You can't do this without me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why every day, you know, blood is running out of the tabernacle because they're cutting throats of bulls and goats and sheep. You know, why? Why's the blood? Because it takes blood to cover that sin, and you can't stop sinning. And so we needed Jesus. So when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn top to bottom. No more bulls, no more goats, no more sacrifice. We can run boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy and help in time of need. God will help anybody that asks, but you have to ask. And so just get your concordance, go through and look up the 8 times Jesus said you have not because you ask not, going through his ministry. And it was incredible. So, yeah, God loves everybody, but he won't move unless somebody asks him.
Well, now, that's quite the opening you just gave.
That's a great opening.
That could have been a whole years of Sunday school classes right there.
That, I feel it coming on. Great question, though.
It is.
That's where most everybody's at. Like, how come? Because you hear in movies or whatever from Cecil B. DeMille's 10 Commandments, well, God can do anything. No, he can't.
He can, but he's not going to go against his word.
He will not go against his word. And he said 8 times, "You have not because you asked."
Right,
not.
Right.
"My word says, I'll do it if you ask, but if you don't ask," he's not the Salvation Army. That's why people are starving, people are dying, people have disease, people being abused, people being raped and murdered, children have been sold into slavery. Where's God at? He's in heaven.
Well, too, I think so many things are like, you know, like I was raised and people would say in the church I was raised in, well, if it's God's will.
There it is. $64,000 question.
Well, the only way you know God's will, I found out as I got older, is by knowing his word.
Thank you. He's already given his will. He has the old will and the new will. The old and new testament, you need to know both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get to know God. And people just don't want to read their Bible somehow.
What's mm-hmm.
that? The Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. So people say, what do you believe for? Well, you need to find at least three scriptures in the Bible. Did God say that once? You say it three times.
Right.
So we're going with that.
There you go. All right, Joe, any tips on getting your kids not to bicker and argue? My kids are constantly fighting about something.
Well, when I was in high school, we had a great coach from Italy, big Italian guy. Mm-hmm. Great guy, never cussed. But, man, if you got in a fight in high school, they would send you to see him in the gym. What he'd do, he'd put box gloves on both of you. He'd put you in a square and say, get after it, boys. Just duke it out. You're not fighting down here. So we're going to fight live in person. They'd fill the stands up. You don't like each other? Duke it out. And we were shocked how many times some kid that was the littlest kid won. Because it wasn't the bad boy. It was the one that slung the most fist. And so,
yeah, that's the truth.
The kids, they're born to rebellion. Everybody needs attention. I, me, me, I, and I. And so parents are in a constant state of peacekeeping.
Well, okay, let me just say, I think people wait too late to really come down on this.
Yes,
because
they do.
They usually start around two, and I think by then that ship has sailed.
Yep.
I can remember my kid. Okay, I was raised in a family in the South where I had two brothers, one older, one younger, and it was just constant. It was constant. Pick, 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 fight.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the insecurities I have as an adult came out of that time, and I'm not even kidding you. And I know my brother has one insecurity to this day, and I feel so bad about it. I know I caused that insecurity, and every time I see it, I feel, God forgive me for that. But anyway, that shows you your words are powerful. But, you know, when Mike, I admit I wasn't going to have that in my home. I wanted to have peace.
Yep.
So I would never allow my kids to talk ugly to each other.
Yep.
And
they can whisper, but they may not get the volume.
No, if they didn't, if they didn't, I always say, well, if you punch each other, I'm gonna get involved. You don't want me to get involved.
Yeah,
with
if it's WWF, I'm gonna get my uniform on. I'm getting the middle of it.
And so we're not gonna cut down. We're not gonna tease. And I would always say to my kids almost every day, I'd say, people come and go in your life, but you have each other. Even after I'm gone, you will have each other.
Yes.
So you need to build a bridge. We're going to be one unit. And to this day, you would think they're twins because they are so very, very close.
Very close.
But you have to come down on that. But you can't be doing it yourself, too.
Well, you got to have – I go back to having rules for the house. We had three rules for our house when we started having babies. No fighting with your brothers and sisters. No telling a lie. No talking back to mom or dad. And those are the three main reasons a fight would break out. And so I could hear my kids up. We had a big old two-story house, a barn house, sitting on the side of a mountain, and you could hear them upstairs. And I'd say, is there a problem up there? No, sir, we're fine. We're fine, you know. And they fight over dresses and baby dolls, and that's my toy. And I said, you need to settle it yourself, because that's what adults do. They settle things themselves. You can't go calling your mommy when you're 50 years old. Mommy, come help me. Mm-hmm. You need to become an adult, and you become an adult early. So learn how to solve your own problems. Learn how to share. Go the second mile. Give your shirt and your coat. Sow some seed. That's what messes with people when you're awfully nice to them. Man, I can't be mean to my brother or my sister. They're just too nice to me. And it will cover a multitude of sins, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So teach them early.
Yeah, you really, really do have to. And set the example. And, you know, because you can't personally be going postal one moment over something and ignoring it the next.
Know,
and being,
know.
You know, up and down like that. You have to be steady, 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 steady. Believe me, I've had to bite the sides of my mouth practically off at times.
Speak slow, speak soft.
Plus, you know, and that's one way the kids learn the pecking order of life, too.
Yes.
And it does not always work in your favor, though, because my daughter was the cutest little thing. She had curly blonde hair, big blue eyes, and she would only wear pink for an entire year. Until one day my son got a hold of her, and I don't know what he told her, but he could talk her into anything. Like one year she said for her birthday she wanted a skateboard. I said, I know that you don't want a skateboard for your birthday. That is your brother. What do you want? So, but he could really influence her, I'll say, instead of manipulating.
And they're real close to this day. They're very,
they're very
close.
Very, very close. But one day he told her he liked girls that were natural. Well, somehow that got in her mind, and she thought it meant that she didn't brush her hair. And I'm not even kidding you. For at least 2 years, she Whoa. Would not brush her hair. And that was hard. She'd wear glasses that were crooked. Her teeth were all messed up. Thank God for braces and contacts. It did a world of stuff. But she just did not think her hair looked good unless it was natural, straight out of the bed. And
she's a beautiful woman. It turned out. It was the ugly duckling turned out beautiful.
I'm telling you, because I'd say, people would say to me, have you seen Nicole's hair? And I'd go, it's not even worth the fight, I can tell you. It's not even worth it. I'd even say to her, did you even walk past a brush today? She'd make her So, yes, the pecking order learning. But, you know, it is, parenting is, you know, your kids are a reflection of you.
Yes.
Ultimately, that's what, that's the hard part to look at.
It's tough, man.
Long pause. I was just
I had
a moment of my own mirrored self going, uh-oh. All right, Joe, I have always been the peacemaker in our marriage. Sometimes I find myself apologizing, even when I am positive that I haven't done anything wrong. Is it wrong to do that? I'm talking about those few times when you know you aren't at fault.
Stop apologizing. What happens, and I've done this, I have the same personality. You're trying to get your mouth to cover a pothole. And if you can talk long enough and deep enough, you fill that pothole up. No, you won't. It's a pothole. You hit it, boom, you're going to hit another one. Quit reacting to every pothole in your life. Just stay calm and say what you mean. Tell the truth. Speak. Again, speak slow and speak soft, the Bible says. That's how you turn away wrath. I'm going to speak real slow, real soft. I don't like what you did, and we're not going to do that again.
But what she's asking, or he, whoever it may be, is, are they wrong to apologize when they know they're not wrong?
Yeah. You're lying. And liars go to hell. That's in the Bible, too. You're lying. I don't feel sorry for what I did. Well, I'm so sorry. No, you're just trying to make somebody feel better. And humans do it every day, all the time. Well, I apologize. For what? What did you do? Well, I don't think anything, but they feel bad. Well, then let them feel bad. That's between them and God. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I can't help how you feel. I'm not some wild psychiatrist to get in your brain. And what happens? This is somebody that has not grown up. What you're doing, you're dealing with a human that's still a 5-year-old thumb sucker that just hadn't grown up. And they have to be soothed and stroked. And, well, bless your heart. It's not petting a cat. Bless your heart. And cats don't like to be petted anyway. That's not a dog. Meow.
Joe isn't quite on the roll today. Okay, let's rewind and start over.
All right, back it up.
Okay, I understand being the peacemaker, because the Bible even talks about blessed are the peacemakers.
I know, man, you're going to have to in your life.
Yes, but I do think there's a time that you can lay down, and, you know, typically peacemakers do attract bullies. And so, you know, but I mean, that's growing together. But sometimes peace, I used to say, there's some things that aren't worth peace. And like, if you don't put the family first, I'm going to fight to have the family become first.
Yes, you got to have priorities.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you need to stand up.
The devil will have you going the rest. You will never rest the rest of your life trying to keep everybody calm. Mm. You're not God. Mm-hmm. You're not God. Be a blessing. Be good to them. Tell them the truth. Smile. Speak slow. Speak soft. But don't lie. Don't lie to them. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry you got upset. That's your problem.
Yeah.
You need to grow up. I love you, but you need to grow up. And that's what, really, when you have a spouse, just a side note for about 20 seconds. When you marry your opposite. You just don't know that. I'm in love. No, you're blind as a bat and dumb as dirt. God's tricked you into getting married because he's trying to give you your 180-degree opposite. When two people are just alike, one of them is not needed. That's a bumper sticker in Texas. But it's biblical. You marry your opposite, and it takes time to realize we don't agree on nothing. You're perfect for one another. You're absolutely perfect for one another. Because they see things you don't see. They hear things you don't hear. You're stronger. Two are better than one. Not because you're the same. So anyhow, that's a whole sermon we pull off right there. Praise God.
You're welcome.
Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Yes, we are completely opposite.
We are completely opposite.
Sure. But
we love each other.
Yes.
We have a great time together. But we do tell the truth to one another.
Mm-hmm. We're still newlyweds. We're still learning.
We have mercy on high.
All right, Joe. Listen, that kind of wraps it up for this week. But I want you to remember our podcast on Wednesdays with Joe.
Yes.
And Joe, what do you talk on Wednesdays about?
Common sense. Everyday common sense that a lot of us miss growing up. You know, all of us have different parents. Nobody has a perfect parent, but you have good parents. Everybody grows up, you don't get the whole ball of wax when you're a kid. You're around, some things you have to learn as an adult, as a young adult, as an older adult. You're still learning. You'll be learning the day Jesus comes back to get us on this planet. There'll be something you'll learn that morning. Oh, that's something new, because we're always growing. We're growing in the grace and knowledge of God. So you're never going to arrive. You're in a constant state of growing up. And that's a great thing to know. Hey, I don't have it all together. Maybe I know somebody that has the answer. So let's just grow patiently.
Okay. All righty. And then you have Fridays, which is the Heroes.
Man, that's an awesome day there.
Yeah.
Heroes of Faith.
Yeah. Please listen to those with your kids. If you're driving down the road or right before they go to bed at night, it's such a great, great
it's
podcast.
Just downright entertaining. There are stories people haven't even read. That Bible's so full of stuff, man, you'll never exhaust it. There's just things, I didn't know that was in the Bible.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was in the Bible. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in there. You know, and it's going to be awesome. It'll be good. You'll learn a lot.
Hey, also check out our website, joemcgee.com, and check us out. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, because we want to stay in touch with you.
We
love you guys.
And we love you guys.
You have a great week.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.